somebody's going to say, hey, Connor, we need you on the bench here to get checked out?
I mean, yeah, I don't worry about that now. Right. It's going to take place the way it does. And I felt fine. I stood right up.
Sure.
I just needed a second, put my mask back on, and I was good.
Were you surprised, though, that because we've seen cases where they do pull guys in if there's clear head contact, as there was, and your mask came off. So did you almost think that it was going to maybe happen?
Well, it could have, but I absorbed the blow a little bit, and it wasn't like my head smashed on anything. So
yeah.
It was discretionary. Like, it was up to me, and I felt good. Nothing was changed, and, you know, I think it showed.
Were you surprised that he came through? I mean, did you see him coming at all, or did you?
No, I just reach over and cover the puck, so it's a pretty routine save. Like,
yeah.
And that's what I was telling these guys. Like, guys are doing that more often. They're really reckless in front of the goalie now. They don't really care because they don't really get called as many interferences as they should, and not as many penalties, and not as many fights. So the guys just do whatever they want.
Really? You've noticed a trend?
Yeah, I don't know if you have, but I've definitely noticed a trend where they're trying to take a little more from us.
So what's it going to take to change it?
I don't know. Probably nothing. They don't want it to change. They like the goals, and they want more goals, and want to take more from us. So, yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say.
It wasn't like it was loose for any stretch of time, and Hanlon's a defenseman, so it's not like he was in the...
Yeah, he wasn't shoved in or anything. That's... You know what needs to happen is a penalty needs to be called, and then their coach is going to say, oh, it's a dumb penalty to take, and then he's not going to come storming at the net when I'm covering the puck. He's going to take a better route.
You didn't think the knee to the head was intentional, did you? Have you seen it?
I don't think it was intentional, but he definitely didn't try to avoid it.
Right.
He could have stretched out. I think he was more cared about himself than about anyone else around him.
Just as you say, teams are looking for any edge now to try and score a goal, and if it means crashing the net hard, and that's one of the things teams will do.
I don't think teams say it, but I think in the back of everyone's mind, like, I can get away with a little more here. I'm gonna start taking, especially if you're coming to a hot goaltender.
Sure.
You're gonna try to take a little more from him.
Back to what you said about the concussion spotter, have you guys been given any indication of what it takes to have you pulled from a game like that? Like, if you lie on the ice for 10 seconds instead of 5, do you have any idea what?
Everything gets reviewed on tape, and there's discretionary and there's mandatory, and discretionary is how the player's feeling, and that's why I sat there and had a good conversation with the trainer, and I said, no, I feel fine, and he went through everything, like, how's this, how's that, how's this, and everything was good, so I was able to
say. Did the trainer relay some stuff to, say, the concussion spotter? Like, says, I had a chat with Connor, and he's feeling just fine? And
yes, exactly. Okay.
So it's not just a total guessing game from above?
Yeah, no. They're in communication.
Just on another topic, you've on record saying you love afternoon games, and tomorrow's another afternoon start. Got a few of them coming up here, actually, in the next few weeks. So, have you ever been able to pinpoint why you seem to like those afternoon games?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I get a good sleep in. I wake up in a pretty routine time, get a good breakfast in me, and then I don't skate in the morning, so I got energy. And I usually skate the day before, and I really like that. I really like skating every day.
Right.
If I could take away morning skates, I would. So right there, I'm already kind of in a groove of playing every day. I have all this energy built up, and then when you get to the game, it's right around that time where your lunch kicks in, your breakfast kicks in. And I know I try to routine that every day, but I don't know. You feel a lot of energy when you come to the rink.
So is there a preferred afternoon start? Because I know you've got a 4 o'clock coming up. I think you have a 5 o'clock. You've played 1 and 1 o'clock. Tomorrow's at 3.
Yeah.
So is that kind of perfect? Or?
Okay, so we're getting a little picky now.
Exactly.
I think 1 o'clock, right around there,
okay,
is maybe the ideal spot.
Right.
3 o'clock's a pretty good time, 1
o'clock
too.
Central?
1 o'clock central.
Well, yeah.
1 o'clock central. And 3 o'clock's a pretty good time, too.
Okay.
Kind of bigger picture, what'd you feel about your December? I mean, overall, it's the best month in terms of numbers. Did you feel your best this month, or did you notice anything different about your game?
I did, you know.
Falling into place, or?
I built my game to a good spot, and I was trying to ask so much more out of myself, and I needed to take a step back and rebuild it and say, okay, don't do too much. And then once I finally figured that out, I was able to get comfortable and calm in the net, and that's when December happened. And now I was going to continue building that and get that every single day routine.
The trip to Finland, was it a factor at all? I mean, we talk so much about maybe how it impacts other players, but did it impact a goalie differently at all?
It's hard to say. I mean, sleep cycles are all screwed up, and now our schedule, we don't get as much practice time, and maybe that affects everyone. I know that affects goalies, but it's really tough for me to say. This is my first go at it, so maybe if I had a second time out there, then I would really know.
Just last one for me, but any surprises with what Lauren's been able to do? Did you expect this out of him?
Actually, yeah, I did. I know he's a good goalie, and I've seen him in the summer all the time. Right. Phenomenal. Same habits, and you know, we have great communication, so we're always on the same page with a lot of things. So the way he's thinking and the way his mindset is, it's right. You know? This doesn't surprise me at all.
Is it? You guys have a friendly rivalry? Is he pushing you too? That kind of thing?
Well, our goalies are always pushing each other, but I think it's good what we're doing because he's focused on him and I'm focused on me, and then when we need each other's help, we're there for each other, you know? I don't. The day and the age where you're battling the other guy, I don't think that happens as much anymore. I think everyone's kind of worried about their own game and themselves.
Talk so much about you being in a rhythm. I mean, when you know the other guy's playing well, is it easier to say, yeah, I do need to take a breath here so that give the backup a chance here too?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the way he's going too. I mean, he's got that fighter mentality right now, and it's fun to watch. It's good to see. You know. It's going to be very important because when guys trust both of us, they're just going to go out and play their game. They're not going to worry about who's in net, and I think that's kind of what we got going right now.